This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, August 12. Communal fear. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 5. Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Then Peter said, "Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied just to human beings, but to God." When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died, and great fear seized all who heard what had happened. Then some young men came forward, wrapped up his body, and carried him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter asked her, "Tell me, is this the price you and Ananias got for the land?" "Yes," she said, "that is the price." Peter said to her, "How could you conspire to test the Spirit of the Lord? Listen, the feet of the men who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out also." At that moment, she fell down at his feet and died. Then the young men came in, and finding her dead, carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events. Over the past year, multiple crises have caused community-wide fear. A global pandemic has left millions dead and has caused disruption in all areas of life. Racist violence and oppression have gone unchecked and unresolved, and some protests have ended in destruction and bloodshed. Contested elections in several countries have caused more disruption, violence, and suspicion. All of these things and more have left people wondering what will come next. As a result, many people are living in fear. I don't think that the great fear that seized the whole church in Acts was due only to what happened to Ananias and Sapphira. Most of the people didn't need to be worried about being punished in the same way. They knew that God is powerful and that truth-telling is important. But what they didn't know was what might happen next. And that is probably what they were afraid of. When the world shut down from COVID-19 in 2020, we didn't know what would happen next. We didn't know when things would return to normal. We didn't know who would get sick. All of that caused fear, but throughout everything, God was and is in control. So we can remain calm. We can do what we need to do to stay safe. We can follow God's will for our lives and for our communities, and we can trust that no matter what happens, God is still in control. Pray with me. Father God, when fear seizes all of us, guide us to live in trust and show your love. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.